Well, let us head over to Mike Causey and check sports. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
Lead story this morning to me is a sad story, and that is the death of just an amazing man, Hall of Fame broadcaster Dick Enberg, who broadcast baseball actively up until, I do believe, last year, passed away yesterday at the age of 82.
He's been very active. He's a guy I met several times and spoke with when I was at Keeneland. He's a big horse race guy, too. He was involved with the early parts of the Breeders' Cup in its infancy with NBC. Well-rounded sports broadcaster, a real classy guy, and just a credit to his profession. I was shocked to see that he died today because I saw him in the fall at Keeneland, and he looked pretty good, so I don't know what took his life, but I think it was something pretty sudden.
Well, didn't he broadcast all up until last year, or was it the year before that he retired?
From what?
From the Dodgers.
Oh, he didn't do the Dodgers. That was Vin Scully.
Oh, Vin Scully, that's right. But that's right. This is Dick Enberg. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But Dick's been around a long, long time.
A long time. Yeah, he's been involved in all different aspects of sports, different sports for NBC since I was a kid. So, like I said, one of the best broadcasters I've ever heard.
Absolutely. Even keeled. That's all you can say. He was not a homer for anybody. He just was a real great broadcaster.
No, and he wasn't a guy that sought the limelight. I mean, every time I saw him at Keeneland, he was huddled up in the corner looking at the racing form. He didn't like look for attention. He just wanted to enjoy the sport, and a real nice gentleman. And I was glad to have spoken to him a few times.
All right. How about the Knicks beating the Celtics?
At home.
Yeah.
They got a win on the road.
I know.
I mean, it's an accomplishment, especially after the way they've been playing lately, and it's a nice win for them. But they got to get some consistency on the road. They can't win 2 out of 15 on the road and be a successful team. But, like we've been saying, they're taking steps in the right direction.
They're only 5 wins away from all of last year's total.
Yeah, and we're not even in January yet.
I know. All right, before we go anyplace else in sports, we have a boatload of NFL picks.
Yeah, I just wrote them down. I took like about 10 seconds.
So did I, so I'll give you mine.
That's all it takes for the NFL.
I'll give you mine first. You now stand at 58-22. I'm 49-31.
Correct.
Okay. On Saturday, I'm taking Baltimore over Indy, Minnesota over Green Bay for Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
What are you taking for Saturday?
I'm taking Baltimore, and I'm taking Green Bay because everybody's taking Minnesota.
All right, so you're taking Baltimore and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now for Sunday, are you ready for this?
Yep.
All right, let me see if I can get this. I just want to type this in here. All right, for Sunday, I'm taking Kansas City over Miami, Seattle over Dallas, and Jacksonville over San Francisco.
Wow. Three completely different games.
All right.
I'm taking New England over Buffalo. I'm taking New Orleans over Atlanta. And I'm taking Carolina over Tampa Bay.
All right. All right. So that's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go on to Monday.
Yep.
All right. On Monday, I've got Pittsburgh over Houston and Philly over Oakland.
Okay. I'm taking Houston over Pittsburgh and Philly over Oakland.
All right. Just a little change.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So those are the way those stand. We'll see.
Yes, sir.
A lot of games.
Yeah. There's some decent ones, too, but we'll see how they turn out. I'm just taking a shot with Houston over Pittsburgh. Maybe Pittsburgh's got a letdown after last week's game. Probably not, but try to pick up another one.
It's worth a shot. Okay, so now, where else do you want to go in sports?
Where we should be. Hockey last night. The Rangers fell behind early, scored 2 quick ones, went up 2-1 on the Devils, ended in a 3-3 tie. For the last 2 periods, the Devils thoroughly outplayed the Rangers, and the Rangers lost in overtime, in a shootout, rather. The Queen let up a softie in the shootout, and the Rangers go home with 1 point. The Devils pick up two. Big win for the Devils. Not a good game for the Rangers. The Devils extend their point over the Rangers to two with one game in hand. The Devils are only 2 games behind the Caps, 2 points behind the Caps. So the Devils continue to play good hockey this year, and like I said, they beat the Rangers, they beat Chicago. I'm putting the flag in them and saying they're for real. So, you know, they're in a real tough division. Believe it or not, last year's champions, the Penguins, are next to last. They're over 500 in the everybody gets points system that they have, but they're next to last, and the Devils are in second place, something you never thought you'd see this year. The Devils have beaten some pretty good teams. They're always in games. They don't fold up, as evident last night when the Rangers popped in two real quick. And they're playing good hockey. So if the Devils beat Chicago Saturday night in what should be another good game, I deem them contenders. The Rangers, it's been the same MO for the last, 5 years? Play good, play bad. Play good, play bad. There's no consistency with this team. And as long as there's no consistency and a terrible road record and the Queen between the pipes, the Rangers have no shot to win a Stanley Cup. Last night, the Islanders gave one to Anaheim. I believe they lost yesterday in overtime as well. So the Islanders, Rangers go down, Devils win. Couple of big games this weekend. Toronto, who's playing good hockey, comes to town to play the Rangers. And the Devils at home against Chicago Saturday night before they take a 3-game break for the Christmas holiday.
All right, any racing this weekend?
Yeah, we got some races. I found a few.
All right, let her rip.
Tomorrow at Gulfstream, the 10th race, the Mr. Prospector. Our friend George CVS Navarro's at it again. He's going to have a big favorite in here with the 5-horse, the 6-horse, XY Jet. This horse has run in some big grade ones in the past. Coming off a 13-month layoff, this horse will be the favorite. This horse will be bet down heavily, and he will not win. Navarro has another horse in this race right next door to, named Fire Mission. This horse is a claimer, working good at Calder. And this horse will get the dosage and win it probably about 8-1. So in the 10th race tomorrow at Gulfstream Park, my top pick is going to be the 7-horse, Fire Mission, trained by your favorite chemist, George Navarro. Moving on to the next two races at Aqueduct tomorrow, the 7th and 8th. I remember these races since I was a young man. The 7th race is the Gravesen. It's a $100,000 6-furlong sprint. It's the 59th running of the Gravesen. That's why I remember this race when I started to get into racing. Draws a decent field of 6 horses in here. The favorite's going to be the 7-3-5 India. I'm going against that horse. This horse should be pointed to bigger and better things at Gulfstream. Running in the Gravesen is a surprise for me. The 2 horses I like in here, one is the 5, Gold for the King, trained by Charlton Baker. This horse is a perfect 3-for-3 at Aqueduct on the main track, which is all they have now. This horse is a New York bred, but it's been running very, very good, and it's in very good shape. Has some nice works at Belmont coming in for this race, and the 15-1 morning line is a very attractive play in the exacta. But my top pick is going to be the 6-horse, Great Stuff. This horse has been running in some nice races, made up a few lengths in the full weight handicap on Thanksgiving Day against some of the horses in this field. Gets a jockey change to Joel Rosario. I think that makes a big difference in this horse tomorrow. So the 6-horse at 7-2 is going to be my top pick in the 7th in the Gravesen. And I'm going to use the 5, Gold for the King, to round up my exacta. And maybe I'll have some gold for Mike if I hit that exacta. The 8th race is the Queens County, the 112th running of the Queens County. I wasn't around for the inaugural run, but I've seen many of these. 2 horses I'm looking at in here. One is the 3, Watershed, trained by Kieran McLaughlin. This horse has run against some good horses this year. Ran against Shaman's Ghost, ran 4th to Keen Ice. This horse is probably, in my opinion, the class of the race, and at 7-2, I think this horse is a steal. Never been over the Aqueduct main track, but this horse runs well everywhere and has run in a lot of different places. So my top pick is the 3, Watershed. Another horse that I'm going to round this out with is a horse that likes two turns. That's the 6, Securitas. Doesn't get his picture taken a lot, but this horse hits the board a lot. And at 8-1, I think, is a nice play in the exacta for Jimmy Jerkins. So rounding out the play this weekend at the 8th race at Aqueduct, I'm going to go with the 3, Watershed, and the 6, Securitas, to round out my exacta.